This is Beth Ludwig from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall share with you information from the September issue of the Ladies' Home Journal. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Now for the health buzz, the anti-cancer diet. Powerful new reasons to stock up on these fruits and vegetables. Mushrooms. Adding mushrooms to your diet could lower your risk of developing hormone-dependent breast cancer, says researchers from the City of Hope, a cancer center in California. The fungi contain a compound that inhibits estrogen, which can fuel breast cancer growth. Mangoes. Mango extracts can kill breast and colon cancer cells without harming healthy cells, according to the recent study from Texas A&M. Why? The fruit contains tannins, like those in red wine, which play a role in prevention. Pomegranates. Pomegranates are rich in tannins, especially a type that inhibits the formation of estrogen. Try the jewel-like seeds or the juice. Blueberries. Loaded with the photochemical called petrostilbin, these berries may stop colon cancer from forming, according to a study in Clinical Cancer Research. So adding these four vegetables are a powerful tool in the anti-cancer diet. Reflux or something else. More than 60 million Americans have gastroesophageal reflux disease, better known as GERD. But certain GERD symptoms mimic those of EOE, eosinophilic esophagitis, which is triggered by pollen or food allergies and causes irritation in the lining of the esophagus, says Evan Dillon, M.D., at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill School of Medicine. Getting the right treatment is key, but how do you know? It's likely GERD if you experience a sour, acid taste in your mouth after eating or sleeping. You feel worse after heavy meals or when you lie down. You have a burning sensation in your chest, like heartburn or chest pain. You get some relief after taking an acid. But it's likely EOE if you have trouble swallowing even though you're taking acid-reducing medications. Food feels stuck in your throat while you eat. You feel pain in your chest or a choking feeling after swallowing. Fast fibroids fix. You can be back at work the next day if you choose a new treatment for uterine fibroids. Magnetic Renaissance Guided Focused Ultrasound. This no-knife technique uses ultrasound waves to generate heat and destroy fibroids, the non-cancerous but troublesome tumors that affect 20 to 40% of women ages 35 and older. About 90% of patients who have had treatment report pain relief. Ask your doctor if this procedure is available in your area. Your Get Slim shopping list. When you hit the supermarket this weekend, fill your cart with these superfoods. They're satisfying but not fattening and will help fill the biggest nutritional gaps in your diet. Disease fighters. Researchers suggest that vitamin D promotes immune function and may help prevent serious diseases such as multiple sclerosis, says Nancy Cohen, Ph.D., at the University of Massachusetts. So, when you're shopping, pick up eggs, tuna, and salmon. Bone boosters. Getting enough calcium can help slow the breakdown of bone that leads to osteoporosis. Yes, it's happening now. So pick up low-fat milk, yogurt, tofu, broccoli, and low-fat cheese. heart helpers. Potassium helps lower blood pressure and reduces your risk of stroke. Unfortunately, most women only get about half the recommended 4,700 milligrams they need. So pick up cantaloupe, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, bananas, and kidney beans. Many families are feeling the financial bite when it comes to tooth care. But seeing a dentist can actually save you cash in the long run. So put your money where your mouth is. This article is by Charlene Johnson. When times are tough, it's easy to blow off the dentist. More than half of Americans who are uninsured said they can't afford the care they need. But what's more surprising is that nearly a third of adults who have insurance say they've gone without necessary dental care in the past 12 months because of the cost, says a Harris poll. Skipping dental appointments may seem like a good way to help balance your budget, but neglecting your mouth now can be expensive later. Ignore cracked filling, and it could require a $2,000 root canal down the road. And avoiding your dentist can be dangerous if you have periodontal disease that isn't treated. The bacteria can travel throughout the body, causing inflammation or infections that may lead to heart disease, stroke, diabetes, or pneumonia. In rare cases, oral infections can be fatal. Hormone changes during pregnancy also increase the risk of gum disease, which may boost the odds of having a low birth weight or preterm baby, says Mark Schlesinger, dentist and an assistant professor at the New York University College of Dentistry. The key is to catch oral health problems early, when they're relatively easy and inexpensive to treat. Good at-home maintenance and regular cleanings, usually covered 100% by insurance, can stave off many tooth and gum troubles. Prevention is still the best investment you can make, says Ohio dentist Matthew Messina, a spokesperson for the American Dental Society. Our expert advice will help you get the dental care you need without breaking the bank. Brush up on prevention. First, back to basics. Taking care of your teeth and gums at home and doing it religiously will pay back at your checkups. So, brush for 2 minutes twice a day. Use a soft bristle brush held at a 45-degree angle to get under the gum line. Replace it every 3 months. There's no need for a pricey power toothbrush, but if you like them, consider getting one with an oscillating, rotating head. That type does a better job than manual brushing, according to recent studies. Floss daily. We know it's tough to get into the habit. Every other day or a few times a week is better than nothing. Waxed and unwaxed flosses are both effective. Go with the type you prefer, because it's the one you'll use. Mild bleeding is normal at first, but check with your dentist if it continues. Rinse your mouth with water after meals and snacks to wash away food particles. Some dentists recommend using a commercial mouthwash. Essential oils found in Listerine or chloroxyhexidine, sold as a prescription mouthwash, seems to help to reduce plaque, according to a review study at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Results for another common active ingredient, septopyridinium chloride, can vary depending on the brand. If you're cavity-prone or live in an area without fluoridated water, your dentist may suggest a mouthwash with fluoride. Rinses with other ingredients usually work mainly as breath fresheners. Chew sugarless gum. If you have a dry mouth, a common side effect of some medications, such as antidepressants and antihistamines, chewing helps stimulate saliva, which makes plaque less sticky and easier to clean off. make an appointment. Without insurance, getting your teeth checked and cleaned every 6 months with an annual x-ray cost can cost about $350 a year, according to the American Dental Association. At just a dollar a day, that's a worthwhile investment. If you're insured, preventive care is free with most plans. Stop smoking. Not only does it stain your teeth and mask the signs of periodontal disease, but smoking also decreases the blood supply to the mouth and slows healing, which makes gum disease harder to treat. Smokers also spend more on dental care. Can it wait? You may be able to put off some types of dental care to save a few bucks, but there are times when you need to act fast. Checkup and cleaning. It can wait. Most dentists recommend a checkup and cleaning every 6 months, but there's no hard evidence to support that timing. If you take good care of your teeth and rarely have problems, alternating checkups and cleanings every 6 months, so you get each of them once a year, can save a little dough, yet help ensure that something major won't go unnoticed. Don't delay. If you have old fillings or a lot of dental work, the odds of a problem increases, so those 6 month checkups are essential. If you have periodontal disease, you may need to get a professional cleaning every 3 months. Sensitive teeth. It can wait if your teeth have become temperature sensitive because you're using an at-home whitener. Stop using the product and talk to your dentist at the next visit. But don't delay. If a tooth is suddenly sensitive to cold, heat, or sweets, you may have a cavity that has caused the pulp inside your tooth to become inflamed. Get a filling now to avoid an expensive root canal or tooth extraction later. X-rays. It can wait if your checkup looks good and your dentist has no reason to suspect a problem. You can promptly schedule your x-rays every other year rather than the usual once a year. But don't delay if something hurts. You probably need an x-ray pronto to determine if there's decay or damage your dentist can't see. Pain or swelling in your mouth or jaw. It can wait. Some things really can't wait. If the pain is mild and there's no swelling, make an appointment within a few days. But don't delay. If you have intense, persistent pain or swelling, see your dentist immediately. You might have an infection or an abscess that needs prompt treatment. Let alone severe infections can become life-threatening. Here are some cost cutters that you can talk with your dentist about. So downsize your dental bill with these tips. Be honest about your financial situation. You have to talk on a very personal level with the doctor who's treating you. Say, "I really want to save this tooth. How can we work this out?" suggest Dr. Alan Gluskin. Most are amendable to some sort of payment plan. Ask questions of your dentist. Is there an alternative or less expensive treatment? Is financing or a payment plan available? Is there a temporary fix until your financial situation improves? Maximize your benefits. When you reach the limits of your coverage for the year, ask your dentist if your work can wait until the new plan year begins. Go to school. If you live near a dental school, give them a call. Fees are often lower, and the work is supervised by faculty members. Take a break. Use your flexible spending account or health savings account to pay for dental expenses on a pre-tax basis. Don't have one? Dental fees are tax deductible to the extent that your total health care expenses exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. It can be hard to reach that level, but you may catch a break if you're getting expensive procedures such as implants, or your family has a lot of combined medical and dental expenses relative to your income in a single calendar year. Here's a wake-up call. By the time a painful broken tooth sent Allison Campbell to the dentist, she had a mouthful of pricey problems. The 42-year-old single mom certainly knew the importance of dental care. She had always been vigilant about scheduling regular appointments for her boys, ages 5, 10, and 12. But whenever her own teeth needed attention, she thought of it as just one more thing she didn't have the time or money to do. Campbell has dental insurance through her job at a retail chain store in Colorado, but it doesn't cover everything. So months and years went by, and I kept ignoring my tooth problems until they snowballed, she says. I didn't even go for routine cleanings, which are covered 100%, because I was afraid the dentist would say, you need 6 fillings, a root canal, and a crown, and I knew I didn't have that money. Her procrastination turned out to be costly. After having the broken tooth pulled, she still needed thousands of dollars of dental work, including scaling and root planning and antibiotics to head off a potentially dangerous case of periodontal disease. Her dentist is helping her schedule the work in a way that will make the most of her insurance, which has a $1,200 cap per year. From now on, she says, I'm going to stay on top of this. Mark your calendar. Here's a Lady Home Journal's cheat sheet on the best times to get a great deal on the stuff you need. Here's tips to save money all year long. January, start the year with clean sheets. Score linens and towels at discounts during January white sales. February, stock up on winter clothes, coats, and snow boots, which go on sale now to make room for spring clothes coming in March. In March, small electronics like digital cameras from last year are cheaper in March because this year's new models are usually just hitting the stores. April, you can typically find deals on cookware and other household items because retailers discount them for the wedding gift crowd. May, yard sales and flea markets are held year-round, but they really get into full swing when the weather gets nice in May. June, look for deals on gym memberships during the summer months when people start flocking outside to exercise. July. Retailers use July 4th and every other holiday for that matter as an excuse to hold big sales on everything from cars to carpets, so take advantage. August. Most summer gear goes on sale in August to make way for fall items. Buy grills, lawn furniture, gardening supplies, air conditionings, even bathing suits now. September. These days, you can find back-to-school deals on pretty much everything, which also makes it a great time to buy a new computer at a discount. October. New home appliances are often introduced in the fall, so you can buy last year's model at a discount. A good deal since appliances rarely change drastically from year to year. November. Holiday sales are starting earlier and earlier. Score a bargain this month on gift items such as toys and flat-screen TVs. In December, the week after Christmas is the best time to get seasonal items at super deep discounts. Buy next year's holiday wrapping paper, ornaments, and decorations now. Get happier in a weekend. Don't let those 48 hours go to waste. Use our mini makeover plans to help you refresh your marriage, health habits, and more, all before your alarm goes off on Monday morning. This article by Nancy Rones. Weekend Makeover Number 1. Melt away stress, spa style. Try these budget-friendly relaxation tips from Laura Hintelman, Corporate Director of Canyon Ranch in Tucson, Arizona. Go to your head. In addition to being a major tension reliever, a scalp massage can enhance health, hair health by improving circulation. Apply a scalp oil to your fingertips. Blend from the waist so that more blood flows to your head. Touch the pads of your fingers to your temples and go in circular motion, gradually working your way over your whole scalp. Try a yoga facial. A simple yoga move called the lion pose can help lighten the tight muscles that make you look stressed. Sit on the floor with your legs folded beneath you and your palms on your thighs and fingers stretched apart. Take a deep breath, and as you begin to exhale, press your hands down onto your legs, lift your chest and neck to the sky, stick out your tongue, move your eyes up and down, and even roar like a lion. Take a breather. Controlled breathing is a stress-busting technique that's a staple at spas because it's simple and effective. It slows your heart rate, lowers your blood pressure, and forces you to shift your mind away from worries. The best part is you can do them anywhere. Find 5 minutes in your day to sit in a quiet spot and breathe in and out slowly, deeply, pushing your stomach out as your chest fills. On the exhale, picture the stress leaving your body. You'll be surprised about how calm you feel. Weekend makeover number 2, get a better night's sleep. Often it's easy to identify what's keeping you up at night, but have you ever thought about whether your bedroom is truly sleep-friendly? Take this weekend to transform it into a relaxing, inviting space. Eliminate electronics. Not only is watching TV or checking your email in bed way too stimulating, but those glowing screens fool your brain into thinking it's daytime. Wind down with bath, book, or stretches. Chill out. Set your thermostat somewhere around 65 degrees. Your core body temperature naturally drops several degrees when you're asleep, so a too warm bedroom can disrupt your sleep process. Block out annoying sounds. Even little things like a creaking floorboard can disturb your sleep. Bring a fan or white noise machine into your bedroom to drown them out, or pick up and pair earplugs while you're out shopping. Dim the lights. Exposure to bright light in the evening might throw you off your body's internal clock because it prevents the release of melatonin, a hormone that causes sleepiness. Hang light-blocking window shades to make your room as dark as possible, or take the budget-friendly route and buy a sleep mask. If reading is a part of your pre-bed routine, switch to lower-watt bulbs. Think minimalism. A cluttered bedroom invites stress, not sleep. Move anything not related to sleep or sex to another room. Should you sleep in this weekend? We know how tempting it is to make up for lost shut-eye by snoozing late on Saturday and Sunday mornings, but you'll pay for it. Your body gets used to waking up late surprisingly quick, which is why you get that dreaded Sunday night insomnia and Monday morning sleep hangover. A better way to put off your sleep debt is to go to bed a little earlier on the weekend and wake up at your usual time, and avoid napping. It also skews your sleep patterns. Unless you take naps at the same time every day, then skip the naps. Weekend makeover 3, reconnect with your husband. Do jam-packed weekday schedules make you and your husband feel more like roommates than married couple? Then try these tips. Ditch the dinner and a movie routine and schedule an adventurous date. Couples who seek new or challenging experience, even simple as simple going to a concert they haven't been to one in years, helps bring satisfaction to their relationship. Be a little touchy-feely. Massage your husband's shoulders when he's working at the computer. Stroke his arms while you're watching TV together, or hold his hand while you're strolling through the mall. We know it sounds cheesy, but these little gestures really do communicate, "I care about you," in a big way. Turn chores into we time. Weekend errands and household tasks feel less like a slog when you do them together. For example, play music that was popular during your dating years while you scrub the bathroom. Do something your husband loves. Offer to cook his favorite dinner or rent a movie he wants to see. Making a small sacrifice for your partner can bring you closer. Relive funny moments from the past. Dig out pics of your Tarzan and Jane Halloween costumes or reminisce about your first date. Researchers at Appalachian State University found that couples who recalled times when they laughed together were more likely to be fulfilled in their relationships. The last tip in weekend makeover, get your schedules in sync. Take time on Sunday night to go over what you both have planned for the upcoming week. It shows you care about each other's lives, and it can help prevent stress-inducing scheduling conflicts. The spotlight is on Betty White. The 88-year-old star of this month's comedy, You Again, is truly white hot. My acting debut was in the sixth grade. I wrote the graduation play, and as any red-blooded American girl would do, I wrote myself into the lead. When I was asked to play host on Saturday Night Live last spring, I was so scared. Didn't you see my knees shaking? Words to live by. I learned this at my mother's knee. When something is great, taste it and enjoy it while it's there. Don't ever look back and say, "I didn't realize it at the time, but that was wonderful." How I give back. I've been with the Morris Animal Foundation for 47 years and the Los Angeles Zoo for 36. My life is divided into two halves, animal welfare work and showbiz, the two things I love most. A guilty pleasure? My friend has a poker club, and we get together every 5 weeks. We played last Saturday, and I won $3. Why I love my friend, Sandra Bullock. When I did Saturday Night Live, she sent me roses and a bottle of vodka. You can't drink and do comedy because you think you're funnier than you are. But Sandra knows that some recreation time, I do like a vodka cocktail. Will I retire? If they want me to retire, then I've got to stop. Then people have to stop asking me to work. Now for some pet tips. The cat's meow. You are what you eat. Your cat has a high dietary protein requirement, best supplied by a meat-based diet. In addition to their high protein requirement, cats need two special amino acids not required by dogs and not found in vegetable proteins. Without a diet containing taurine and arginine, your cat cannot maintain optimal health and runs the risk of developing serious nutritional deficiencies. Lamb, salmon, chicken, and beef-based diets all contain these critical nutrients. There are foods designed for the special ages of your cat. Kitten. Growing kittens require a diet high in protein and calories to unlock her full potential to grow and develop into a healthy adult cat. A young cat. Once your cat reaches maturity, you should feed an adult formula food. These foods provide total nutrition without excessive calories to help her keep her girlish figure. Senior cat. Food has been developed with your mature cat's needs in mind to keep her healthy and optimum, keep her healthy and at an optimum weight. So choose a line of cat food with a variety of flavors, lamb, salmon, chicken, or beef, to appeal to your cat's meat-craving side. Both dry or canned cat foods can provide optimal nutrition. The choice depends on the preferences of your cat and your family. Because shopping can change a child's life, a back-to-school shopping season, TJ Maxx is donating 100% of the profits from 99 cents reusable shopping bags to Save the Children, an organization that helps make sure kids are healthy and educated.